"Hello, old chap. This is very nice of you, Harold," said the old man shyly, stepping back from the door to let his son in and lowering his pleased blue eyes for a second's modesty. "Naturally, I had to come," said the son, shyly also. And then the father, filled out with assurance again and taking his son's arm, walked him across the floor of the empty workroom. "Hardly recognize it, do you? When were you here last?" said the father. This had been the machine room, before the machines had gone. Through another door was what had been the showroom, where the son remembered seeing his father, then a dark-haired man, talking in a voice he'd never heard before, a quick, bland voice to his customers. Now there were only dust lines left by the shelves on the white brick walls, and the marks of the showroom cupboards on the floor. The place looked large and light. There was no throb of machines, no hum of voices, no sound at all now, but the echoes of their steps on the empty floors. Already, only a month bankrupt, the firm was becoming a ghost. The two men walked towards the glass door of the office. They were both short. The father was well-dressed in an excellent navy blue suit. He was a vigorous, broad man with a pleased, impish smile. The sunburn shone through the clipped white hair of his head, and he had the simple, trim, open-air look of a snowman. The son beside him was round-shouldered and shabby, a keen but anxious fellow in need of a haircut and going bald. "Come inside, into my office, if you can call it an office now. This used to be my room, do you remember? Used to be my office. Take a chair. Still got a chair. The desk's gone. Yes, that's gone. It was sold. Fetched a good price. What am I saying?" He turned a bewildered look to his son. "The chair, I was saying. They have to leave you a table and a chair. I was just going to have a cup of tea, old boy, but pardon me. I've only one cup. Things have been sold for the liquidators, and they've cleaned out nearly everything. I found this cup and teapot upstairs in the foreman's room. Of course, he's gone, all the hands have gone, and when I looked around just now to lock up before taking the keys to the agent when I handed over today, I saw this cup. Well, there it is. I've made it. Have a cup?" "No, thanks," said the son. "I have had my tea."